Welcome everybody, Shia number 1018. We're learning today Le'ilei Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbanan Zisel. Le'ilei Nishmas Blima Bas Ramoshe. Le'refua Shalema Rivka Bas Miriam Yehudis. Le'refua Shalema Sara Fega Bas Le'en Achama. Shetaka Hava Refua Shalema Psoich Shechol Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Mechabeh. Okay, so we started talking. We were in the middle of talking about actually the Malacha Shein Tzricha Leguf and so on. I just want to talk about one interesting thing that came, important thing actually that came up, was brought to my attention that came up, actually in reference to Psik Reisha, where we spoke about a little bit of Psik Reisha, and it does have to do with Mavir and Kiboy to an extent. So we spoke about a while back in reference to the surveillance cameras. Many people have, as we know, we spoke about in the street, one walks in the street, right? There's surveillance cameras, there's possibly lights that might go on. We said in general, especially in reference to cameras, that's not a problem because of the fact that even if it's gonna, it happens automatically, so it's a psik reisha, delay nichala, it's what we call, right? Inevitably it's gonna happen anyways, automatically, and it's real, it's la nichale, I couldn't care less, it's not my house, whatever, I'm just walking the street, I'm just walking to shul, what does it bother me, camera goes on, camera goes off, even by a light, light on, light off, okay, we spoke about all that in general, but the problem does arise, which also item that we mentioned to an extent, but we didn't get into it too much, I just want to bring it out a little bit stronger, and that is when somebody has these surveillance cameras in their own house. It could be sometimes somebody, whether somebody is, you know, reconstructing their house or whatever, or somebody's putting in cameras, or they just plain flat out have cameras. And now it's Shabbos Yom Tov, what do I do? Should I turn them off? Do I have to turn them off? And so on. Now, I'm not talking about so much, we spoke about baby monitors, we spoke about monitors, sometimes for children, it's a little bit different. But right now, the surveillance cameras that are outside, what's happening, it takes, you have a few different, various different kinds, obviously in the modern day technology, you have some that do like a 24/7 type of a thing. All the time it's on and it's constantly just, you know, it's just a camera. It's recording everything that's taking place all the time. Then you have another kind that's a little bit different, whereby it has a sensor and it picks up when somebody passes by, or even more so, possibly when somebody comes to the door, right? People, for security reasons, you want to see who's by the door. A lot of houses have that also. In other words, let's say during the week, somebody rings the bell, you don't just go answer the door, you look in the camera, who's there? You want to see who's there, and many people have that at their door. So you have to know that this is, Taka, a bigger problem, a much bigger problem than the cameras that are in the street when one is just possibly just walking by a house haphazardly, you know, or walking to shul or whatever the case is. So, Lemaisa, what's happening, because it's a psik reisha, in other words, it's gonna happen automatically, right? Person comes to the door, or I come to the door, whoever it is, I come, even my own house, I come to the door, and it automatically takes the picture, or automatically the sensor goes on, the light goes on, or whatever it is to, you know, show in the camera what's going on right outside the door. So the problem is when this happens, for the person whose camera it is, it's a, what we call nichale. In other words, psik reisha is going to happen automatically, right? I'm walking in front of the camera. We know what's going on and that's it. If the camera's on, everything is on. Sense is going on. Going to take the picture or going to take the, whatever it is to show you what's going on outside. And it's going to happen automatically. So the problem is it becomes a nichale. When I walk in the street, I walk by somebody else's house or whatever. Somebody else's house, I couldn't care less, you know, what's going on. Or they're taking pictures, not taking pictures. What does it bother me? But my own house, that's more problematic because of the fact that a person, it becomes nichale. So you have now a psik reisha. The nichale, it's automatically happening, and I want it to happen. It's good for me because this is why I set up the cameras. Nobody puts up cameras for no reason. They put up cameras so they could see who's there, they could have security, whatever the case is during the week, or now if it's Shabbos, I want to see what's going on, right? The person wants to see, chas v'shalom, something happens, they have to have, see what's going on for security purposes. So that's the problem that comes up when it comes to these type of cameras. And there are various different types. You have, like we said, there's one type that goes the 24/7, goes all the time, which is a little bit easier. But then you have the type that just senses and each time takes separate, you know, pictures or separate videos or whatever the case is. And due to the modern technology, obviously each kind changes a little. So the bottom line is what I'm trying to get at. It's extremely important thing. Number one, if somebody's putting in these type of cameras in their house, whatever, they build a house, reconstructing, or just putting in flat out a camera system, right? One should ask a Rav as to which type is going to be, in general, the type that's the 7 day, 7 day 24/7. 7 day is a little bit easier, but a person must ask and find out, you know, how to work with it. Whether it's put, if they know they're going to have it off all the time, okay, so that's one thing. If they're going to have it off all the time, Shabbos Yom Tov. But if somebody feels, or they live in an area of whatever the reason is that they feel that they have to have it on, they must ask. And somebody who has already these type of cameras, they have to ask before Shabbos, you know, how to go about it. I know somebody mentioned to me in the East Live in Thomas River, also they had these cameras. They were told, again, each system is different. They were told to turn off the monitors, that are inside the house, that like screens showing who's outside. So, but each system is different. Each system works differently. Sometimes possibly you could just cover up the sensor. Maybe that's an idea also. But what we want to bring out of today's share, that everybody must ask, whether it's when they're putting in these cameras, they should try and find out what's the best type to put in halachically. You know, when we say halachically, we're talking about, of course, Shabbos and Yom Tov. During the week, it's not a major, not much of a major difference. And those who have it already, to find out what has to be done. Now, there are certain times when, you know, there are certain neighborhoods possibly, or certain areas, or certain times that certain things are going on in certain areas. I know, you know, sometimes you'll hear there's a certain person going around that shouldn't be going around. Let's put it like that. You know, and a person has to be very careful in those situations. Sometimes it's a person living by themselves. Sometimes it's an older person. Sometimes it's a single woman or whatever the case is. And it could be a single man or whatever the case is. Older people. So a person has to know. Sometimes a person with, you know, a few children, a person has to know. They have to ask. And sometimes there are grounds for whatever reason to have it on, you know, certain types of cameras. But it's very, very hard to give a klal across the board as to, you know, this is yeah, this is not. Because even if this type of camera, yeah, you might have the situation that you're not allowed to have it on. You might have a situation where, Taka, you could have it on. That's the bottom line. A person should ask whether they're putting it in, whether they have it, and to, if they feel they have to keep it on, what's the best thing to do? The bottom line, when the dust settles, every Shabbos, when it comes Shabbos, Yom Tov, turn it off before and finish, and that's it. If the person has these type of cameras, if they feel they don't have any situations, the regular standard, whatever the case is, safe neighborhoods or whatever, just turn it off, and that's it. Turn off the system. You know, there's always switches to just turn it off Shabbos, turn it off for Yom Tov, and that's it. And after Shabbos, after Yom Tov, you turn it all back on, whether it's the monitor by the door, whether it's the general monitor system, and so on. If somebody feels they need, for whatever reason, dangerous situations, they have to ask and find out what to do. Okay, I just wanted to bring that out. It was brought to my attention. Very important thing, the differentiation between walking in the street, the cameras, and whereby one actually has it in the house or they're putting it in, as to how to go about working it. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha, kol tov.